WBSM presents The Barry Richards Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Text us using app chat on the WBSM app. Now, The Barry Richards Show.
All right, welcome to Friday. Thanks for being here on this cloudy day. We've got some showers in the vicinity. I don't think it's raining here. I'm looking out the window. I don't see any puddles or anything, but we are looking for the potential of some showers, maybe a few flakes of snow later on today. It seems as though most of the snow will be away from us, inland. And we can get some rain, maybe some snow. But the big story right now appears to be Monday, where there is the potential for as much or as many inches as 8 inches of snow on Monday. So we're going to keep following that for you. That's been changing fairly constantly. So we don't have a great handle on that storm yet. But we'll keep watching it for you. And of course, the WPRI TV 12. Weather people are all over it, and they will give you the very latest too. Latest forecast, by the way, comes up in the 1 o'clock news break. So we'll do that for you. Also coming up after the 1 o'clock news break is Tim Dunn from the Boston Herald with his Friday visit. We look forward to that. Now, Tim's got a couple of stories today, and he, of course, has been all over the SNAP benefit fraud here in Massachusetts. And he also spoke with Congressman Jim McGovern and Seth Moulton. And he'll tell us about that. Also, Maura Healey is making news. She's in Washington for the National Governors Association meeting, which has decided not to meet with President Trump because some of the members we're going to boycott, including Maura Healey. So we'll get a lot more on that. Big story of the day, obviously, is the Supreme Court ruling, which got nobody by surprise this morning. The only thing that was surprising about it was that it was released today. It had been anticipated prior to today. But this is the decision that strikes down President Trump's ability to charge tariffs. And it's a big deal. It is a big deal. And to boil it down into the least common denominator here and make it understandable, because, you know, a lot of this stuff goes over my head. I'm sure it goes over your head, too. But the bottom line of this Supreme Court decision is, it was a 6-3 decision, by the way. And the bottom line is that tariffs are considered taxes by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court looked at it and said, well, a tariff is a tax, and the President of the United States does not have the authority to levy a tax. Taxes are levied by the Congress. And so that is it in a nutshell. Now, we've collected a lot of money in tariffs from foreign countries. And there was no real discussion in the decision at all about how or whether or when that revenue must be returned to those countries. We are awaiting some kind of, I'm just being informed that President Trump will respond to the tariff decision soon. And so we're going to try to get that on the air for you. Just as soon as the president comes to the microphones, we'll get that on for you. So essentially, what we know at this point is that the president has multiple legal options to impose tariffs. And the White House and the Trump administration has long been preparing for today's decision. They would have liked to have seen the decision go the other way. They knew there was a pretty good chance that it wouldn't go the other way. So they've got a whole other They got a whole other box of tools, as the expression goes. They got a whole other, they got a plan B and could start implementing tariffs against countries almost immediately. And my understanding from listening to the legal people on television this morning is that rather than just wholesale tossing out tariffs against the whole world, the administration can proceed under laws that date back as far as, I guess, the 1930s when they were first used. Again, Nixon used them too in the 70s. So there's the late 60s into the 70s. But against countries on a one-by-one basis. See, when Trump took office, he immediately, as you recall, declared states of emergency in order to balance the imbalance in our trade relationships with other countries in the world, and to use something that's known as the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA. You know, IEEPA talked about a lot. That's what it is. It's the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. And according to the Supreme Court, it does not authorize the president to impose sweeping tariffs. The court held that Congress did not grant the president authority under the 1977 emergency statute to levy tariffs of unlimited amount, duration, and scope. Essentially, the president can declare a state of emergency and impose tariffs. And he can, when he first took office, he declared national emergencies to address what the administration perceived as foreign threats, the influx of illegal drugs from Canada, Mexico, and China, and what he described as a large and persistent trade deficit with many countries. Under the IEEPA Act, which is, again, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, but the Supreme Court says that that particular act, which was written and approved in 1977, does not grant him the authority to do that. But there are other laws, many other laws, that does allow him to do that. Some with certain restrictions, some with time, you know, in terms of how much, what percentage of a tariff can be imposed, for how long it may be imposed, and so on and so forth. Look, the whole bottom line here, a couple of things, was to, number one, bring manufacturing back to this country, because as we all learned, I think rather frighteningly so during the pandemic, is that we just don't make anything here anymore, or we didn't, or we weren't. We are now, but thanks in part to the tariffs. And we learned that during the pandemic. Many of us already knew it. A lot of folks didn't realize it. You know, everything from toilet paper to the masks that we used, and the gowns and the ventilators and everything, all made overseas. A lot of our medications, all made in China. Trump knew this. And Trump said, we have to get that manufacturing back here. And, you know, these companies that manufacture this stuff overseas, they pay, you know, Chinese people like 30 cents an hour to make them, and so on and so forth. And but you cannot be beholden on another country to manufacture everything for you. You've got to be able to provide for yourself, especially an adversary the size of China. See, that was a big problem. Needed to get, not only did we need to ease our dependence on these other countries for things that we need. I mean, we're talking about rare Earth Minerals right now, right? The things that you need for your cell phones and various other technology to keep them, weapons systems. You know, the Chinese have the market cornered on all this stuff, or at least they did. We're making inroads now, but you cannot be... Remember the toilet paper shortage, right? Where do we get our toilet paper from? Most of it was being made in China. And so that was a big part of it. We needed to bring manufacturing back here. And we needed to make it difficult for American companies to produce goods in other countries and bring them here. We needed the jobs. We needed the revenue. So, you know, tariffs. It worked. It was great. It's brought in billions and billions of dollars to the economy. The economy is stronger than it's ever been. Don't let anybody tell you anything different than that. Don't let the Democrats or the talking buffoons on The View and the Associated Press tell you anything different than that. The economy of this country has never, ever been stronger. There are some problems. You had a great call yesterday from a gentleman talking about how, inflation drove up prices during the last administration, 4 years. While you can bring inflation down, it's a whole different story trying to bring prices down. And a lot of that stuff is being dealt with. You know, just look at the housing market. You know, how high the housing market was by illegal immigrants, right? Wages were driven down and so on and so forth. The economy was a mess. We were on the verge of bankruptcy as a result of the last administration. That's all turning around. It's turning around rapidly. And I think we're going to see a tremendous amount of change in the first 6 months of this year. But we needed to get industry back here. We need to start making things again. Manufacturing is important. You look back at Bill Clinton. You look back at the Bush brothers, the Bush team there, the father and son, and all of these other people that were all the Democrats and Barack Obama. Industry. We're not a manufacturing economy anymore. We never will be again. Those jobs are gone, and they're never coming back. That's crap. We sold out through NAFTA and other rotten trade deals. We sold out our companies. And when we did that, we created towns like Allentown, and we created the Rust Belt, and all of these different problems that we created New Bedford, and the problems that happened here. All of our industry packed up and moved, thanks to NAFTA, and thanks to the bad trade deals, and thanks to the belief by elected officials said, well, we're going to become a service sector economy, and we don't need to be a manufacturer. No, you need manufacturing. Manufacturing drives your economy because you make things, and those jobs pay good wages with benefits, and then you sell them overseas to other people. You need that. You need to make widgets for your economy to be strong. We can't survive being an information society. It doesn't work. So that was a big part of it. The Supreme Court essentially said today that tariffs are not bad. There's nothing wrong with tariffs. Tariffs are an effective tool. Well, look at Trump's negotiated settlements, eight or nine regional conflicts, wars. Pakistan, India, name them, right? And use the threat of tariffs and trade to help bring about peaceful settlements. So, trade, tariffs, they're a good thing. Again, despite what the Democrats in the AP and the news media and the ladies on The View are going to tell you, tariffs are good things. Tariffs are good things because it places American companies that manufacture things on an even keel. Now, retailers don't like it because they can't import those cheap Chinese imports again. You go out and you look in the stores, right? Take a walk over to Marshall's over here, right? Or Walmart or any store, and you see, ooh, look at this beautiful sweater made in China. Or look at this beautiful, blouse made in Thailand. Or look at this beautiful thing made in Vietnam. That kills American jobs. Because that money goes out of the country. And those cheap products don't last long. Tariffs are good things. Levels the playing field. Allows American companies to compete with cheap foreign imports. Tariffs are good. And the Supreme Court decision today had nothing to do with the validity of tariffs or whether tariffs are a good idea or a bad idea. That's not what the Supreme Court does. Supreme Court is not set up or designed to or inclined to rule on such things. Essentially, what the Supreme Court does is it breaks down the constitutionality of the matter. And in doing so, it determined not that tariffs suck or that tariffs are great, but what it said was that under the Constitution, which is a great thing, and it's a good thing that we have the Supreme Court, we have three separate but equal branches of government, the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. And the Supreme Court said that the Trump administration left its lane and crossed into the area of the legislative branch of government by imposing taxes. Not that tariffs are bad, not that tariffs are illegal, not that tariffs are unfair, but that the president does not have the authority under this IPA law, 1977 IPA law, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. President doesn't have the authority to raise tariffs. Only Congress can do that because tariffs are taxes under this law. But again, there are a multitude of other laws that does allow Trump to raise tariffs and to influence trade. And you can bet that that's what's going to happen, and you can bet that's what Trump is going to talk about today. We've known for a long time that the administration anticipated this could be the ruling. By the way, the 6-3 vote was Chief Justice John Roberts, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Neil Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett, and Ketanji Brown Jackson. In the minority, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Brett Kavanaugh dissented. Essentially, what the court decided today is that the Congress did not grant the president the authority under the 1977 IPA statute, emergency statute, to levy tariffs of, quote, unlimited amount, duration, and scope. That's right from the ruling. The ruling affirms a lower court judgment striking down the tariffs and vacates a separate district court decision for lack of jurisdiction. Now, you may remember, let's take a little trip down memory lane here, that when Trump returned to office last year, he declared national emergencies to address two perceived foreign threats: the influx of illegal drugs coming in from the Canadian border, coming over the Mexican border, and coming in from China, quite frankly, because all of the fentanyl that was pouring into this country was produced with precursor drugs that were being allowed into Mexico and into other parts of the Western Hemisphere, Central America, Latin America, by China. China was providing the precursor drugs for these countries to produce the drugs. And Trump also declared the emergency describing large and persistent trade deficits. In other words, our friends continuing to take advantage of us, or actually us, as in Biden, Obama, Bush, Clinton, everybody before that, allowing our friends to take advantage of us, just as we did with NATO. How many years did we support NATO? while, you know, Germany, the richest economy in all of Europe, was kicking in maybe 1%, 2% of its cost for its own defense. Even Japan, England, France. Oh, they all ridicule Trump. Oh, Trump thinks we're going to pay more. Well, they're paying more. And they should be paying more. And, you know, the media and the Democrats all went nuts when Trump went over there and demanded that they pay more. You know why? Because Trump cares about you, the taxpayer. Trump doesn't believe that you, the taxpayer, should be working your ass off at two jobs to pay for Germany's defense, while Germany doesn't pay for its own defense. Or France. Why should we be paying for the French defense when they won't pay their fair share? Why should the United States carry the burden on its back to pay for the defense of all of the NATO members? I mean, that's absurd. Trump is the first one with the balls, the cojones, to go over there and say, we ain't doing this anymore. You're going to pay your fair share, or we're going to drop out of NATO. Man, they started ponying up, didn't they? So, you know, Trump's not about making friends. You know, I always got a kick out of it, but I was also very annoyed, too, when you hear in the press and you hear the Democrats, oh, Trump's making our allies mad. They don't like us anymore. You know what? Good. I'm glad they don't like us, because they've been taking advantage of us for a long time, and we've been allowing it. No more. So much the same thing with trade. We've allowed these countries to impose these huge tariffs on us. By the way, just the weather update. It's snowing out. In case you haven't noticed, it's snowing here in Fairhaven. But we allowed these other countries, our pals. These are our friends. Imagine what our enemies do to us, right? But we allowed our pals to screw us over with these massive tariffs on our goods. And we just kind of sat back. Oh, we're free traders. Oh, you can come in. You can do whatever you want. No more. Why should our businesses suffer? Why should our workers suffer? To the steel industry, buying steel from, you know, foreign countries while our factories shut down here in the United States because of tariffs, or because of, you know, the trade deals that we gave these countries. No more. So that's pretty much where we're at. That's what the Supreme Court ruled today in a nutshell. That's what it all means. Just boil it down to the lowest common denominator. And essentially what it said, under the EPA law passed in 1977, Congress gave the president some power, but it didn't say that he could raise taxes. And that's exactly what the tariffs were deemed to be by the Supreme Court. There are a multitude of remedies, other laws that are just sitting there on the books that other presidents have used to impose tariffs in emergency situations. Now, one of the legal eagles that I heard speaking about this morning suggested that it could take up to a year because rather than just sweeping worldwide tariffs, it's got to do it country by country. Or the other thing he could do is just have Congress pass legislation that would give him the authority under EPA to impose worldwide sanctions. But that is not going to happen, right? It's not going to happen in this country, you know, especially during a midterm election season. So we'll see how it works out. We'll be watching for what the president has to say, and we'll try to get him to you this afternoon right here on WBSM. Let me grab a couple of calls before we get our first break in. And you are first in WBSM. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi, Barry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You know, Barry, I can understand what you're saying and whatnot about the different countries. But you have to remember one thing is that, you know, Germany, do you know how many bases that we have in Germany that keeps our country safe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have.
Right. I mean, we benefit a lot from a lot of the countries that you're talking about because, you know, we're strategically in these countries, you know, hundreds of thousands of Americans that are based in these countries, that they let us stay there. They keep us there.
Yeah, but you just made my point. That's not charity. They don't pay for us to be there. We pay to be there. We have and we have to pay the soldiers and sailors and Marines and everybody else that are there. So it's cost. And the reason that we're there is to provide defense for them. It's to provide defense for Europe. Shouldn't they have to pay for that?
Barry, I'm not. You let me finish. What I'm saying is more like a partnership, because for us being there helps us, or we wouldn't be there. But it also helps them because we're there. So I do understand what you're saying, but I'm saying, well, my point was that I'm not saying you're 100% wrong, but I'm saying that, you know, we don't do anything for nothing. I mean, most of the time Americans benefit from these countries.
Well, think about this for a minute, right? Think about this for a minute. Hold on. Think about this for a minute. If Europe falls, that's not helpful to us for a lot of reasons, right? So we want to make sure that Europe stands, and we want to make sure that Europe is defended and protected and so on and so forth. Not only is it in their interest, and we signed an agreement with all those European countries, and they with us years ago, to defend each other, okay? So we are on paper, on record, as being a friend of these countries. We're going to help defend them. In order to defend them, we have to have troops on the ready. Okay, in case we have to move quickly, we need listening stations, we need this, that, and that. But it's for their benefit. And it's for our benefit. So we can't be expected to pay for all of that ourselves. Don't you think the Germans should at least pay 5% of their own defense?
No, I'm in agreement with you.
All right, that's all we're asking. Pay 5% and we'll cover the rest.
I'm not saying that, you know, that everybody should be getting away scot-free, and I agree with the whole terminology you just said. But I think that a lot of times when we have these conversations, we don't interject what benefits us also.
Of course it benefits us, but that's why we're there. It benefits us as a unit. We're NATO. We're a whole group. We're a team. And we're here to defend each other and to protect each other. Look, if the Russians come banging on our door, the Germans and the French and the English and everybody else, they're all expected to come over here and help us. If somebody steps into Germany, we all go over there and help Germany. So, yes, we are a unit. So it costs a lot of money to protect that unit. And everybody has to pay a fair share. Everybody agreed to pay a fair share. Everybody agreed to 5%. But over the years, nobody's paid 5%. We've paid. Yeah. They paid 1%, 2%, 3%, and we've paid their share plus our own share.
I totally agree with you, Barry. One more question before I get off the radio. What's the deal with Ukraine? Nobody even talks about that anymore.
About what, NATO?
You know, the whole war going on with Russia and Ukraine. I mean, nobody even talks about it. Like it don't exist.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm not understanding what you're saying. I don't understand what you're saying. Nobody talks about what anymore?
The war with Russia and Ukraine. I mean, that's been a hot button for the years, but it's nothing nobody talks about no more.
Well, you know what? It's in the news. It's in the news every single day. It's just not being reported on television. You don't see it on television, but it's in the news. There are still negotiations going on. They're stalled negotiations. You know, I read it every day on the internet. Unfortunately, our news spends more time covering Savannah Guthrie's mother. And with all due respect, I mean, you know, I feel badly for what happened, but that is less important than what's going on in Ukraine.
And
I think our network news ought to be covering Ukraine every night, but it's not. And instead, we give you Savannah Guthrie's mother, and we give you, you know, what this basketball player did and what this actor said about Trump and so on and so forth. That's what's considered news in this country. But if you do go online, you will find stories about Ukraine every single day. They're out there. They're just not getting any kind of real press, unfortunately.
Okay, well, I guess you answered what I asked you.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. I got to hold you right there because I got to get the first break in. 508-996-0500. No, the caller's 100% right. I agree with him entirely. We do get benefits from protecting NATO countries, but it's not our responsibility to pay their whole bill. And here's the problem. Nobody in the past has made our NATO allies pay their fair share. You know, all of these Democrats and liberals, oh, fair share. We got the fair share amendment in Massachusetts, right, that you people voted for. You know, the millionaire's tax, fair share, make the bastards pay their fair share. But yet, when Trump says, well, let's make the bastards in NATO pay their fair share for their defense, oh, you can't do that. You're insulting our allies and our friends and so on and so forth. You got Bernie Sanders pushing a billionaire's tax, not in Vermont, where he's from, but out in California. What the hell is it? Is his business going on? It's going on in California. The Democrats, the progressives, the liberals, the media, they're always right there. Oh, fair share, fair share. But when Trump says, well, look, you know, Germany, France, England, all you countries in this this nice little arrangement of NATO, you got to pay your fair share. The American people can only work so many hours a week to pay for your defense. Why is that unreasonable? Why is it unreasonable? We're not asking for 10%, 20%, 25%, 5%. Pay 5% of your own defense, and we'll pick up the tab for the rest. But somehow Trump's a monster for asking that. Just absolutely blows my mind how stupid people can be. Let me take that break, and we're going to come right back after this.
This portion of programming on WBSM is brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for just $6.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events like a date with my wife or going out together with my family and friends, things that we couldn't afford thanks to Vectix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Back to Barry Richard on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
All right, 12:51. Welcome back to the program. Sitting here on the neck, at least, it is snowing. Not snowing hard, but it is coming down just a little bit. And, oh, it's so pretty, right? Yeah, right. Don't tell me that. I'm tired of hearing about snow. I imagine what summer. Anyway, we will have the latest ABC News, yes, coming up at the top of the hour, but also the WPRI-TV 12 Weather Center forecast. So stick around for that. Listen, if you're struggling to hear, maybe you made it as a New Year's resolution that you were going to do something about it and you still haven't, and you're afraid, not sure what to expect. Listen, get it checked out. Get your hearing checked out. That's the first step. Go to Duncan Hearing Healthcare. Schedule an appointment to get your hearing checked. And my friends at Duncan Hearing Healthcare, they've been taking care of me for 16 years now. And they will tell you what's up, what they can do for you, how they can help you to hear better. It can change your life. You know what? Hearing loss changes your life, doesn't it? Can't go to the movies because you can't hear anything. You can't watch TV without having the volume, with window shattering levels. So it's changed your life. You know, when I first got my hearing aids, I called Dr. Nancy Duncan up and I said, you know, I can hear birds. I have not heard birds or crickets in years. I didn't even realize the sound had gone away. It was so gradual with hearing loss that I just didn't realize it. New studies today, too, indicate that hearing loss could be, and let me emphasize could be, related to Alzheimer's and other issues like that. Don't go running around panicking. Oh, my God, I can't hear God. I'm going to get Alzheimer's. This is just new studies that are out. And but you know what? Step one is to make an appointment. Go in and get your hearing checked. Find out why you can't hear as well as you used to hear. And they can take it from there. But I'll tell you what, I put my ears and my hearing in the hands of Duncan Hearing Healthcare years ago. And coming up pretty close to two decades now, 16 years, I guess, right? And I'm so glad I did. They changed my life. They can change yours. Duncan Hearing Healthcare. DuncanHearing.com is their website. You can call them at 508-910-2221. And you can visit their many locations. They're in Fall River. They're on Route 6 in Dartmouth. They're down in Centerville and Falmouth. So they're everywhere. They're everywhere. And when you contact my friends at Duncan Hearing Healthcare, please tell them Barry sent you. They get a kick out of it because people actually do walk in the office and say, Barry sent me. And every time I go in, they tease me about that. But I'm glad. I'm glad they do because it's important for them. And it's important for me, too. So, and important for you. It's important for all of us. All right, we are going to got another break coming up. And Tim Dunn with the Boston Herald, a political reporter from the Boston Herald, is going to join us, as he usually does on Fridays right after the 1 o'clock news. I'm going to gab with Tim for a bit. I am planning to grab President Trump, not physically, but when he does finally come out to deliver remarks on the Supreme Court ruling today. You know, the Supreme Court ruling is disappointing, but I love the Constitution of the United States. And I respect it and I appreciate it. And, you know, I hate it when judges legislate from the bench because they are stepping out of their lane. So, you know, it is the opinion of the majority of the Supreme Court. Obviously, two-thirds of the Supreme Court feel as though the EPA Act does not give the president the authority to raise tariffs. There are other ways to do that. So, you know, I respect the Constitution, I respect the Supreme Court, and I respect the president of the United States. Some of those members of Congress, I have some questions about, but, you know, I want this to go down right. And there are ways to get it right, and it will be done. And I'm sure the president will talk a little bit more about that coming up. So we're going to do all of this stuff. I've got to get a break. And as I mentioned, Tim Dunn is scheduled to join us right after the news. I'm going to be keeping an eye on the microphone. As soon as the president steps out, we're going to grab it so we can hear what he has to say about the Supreme Court decision. And I guess that's about it for the moment. Lots of other things to talk about, too, if we get a chance this afternoon. Yikes. But let me get a break, and we're coming right back after this. Stay tuned.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
Welcome back. It is 12:58 on this now snowy Friday afternoon. And, you know, we're talking about the tariffs and all that kind of stuff. And there was a story before the Supreme Court decision came out this morning. The U.S. trade deficit has fallen by nearly half since President Trump's Liberation Day tariff announcements in March, with the December gap coming in 48% smaller than the March peak. It is the U.S. trade deficit right now had its best quarter in 33 years. Why? Because of the Trump tariffs. So we need to either have, you know, the president can do an executive order. There are a number of oodles and oodles of other laws that allow him to impose tariffs. Or we can get the Congress to, you know, codify an executive order and into law. But, I mean, this is working. The tariffs are working. Again, the U.S. trade deficit, best quarter in 33 years. Sounds like something we wanted to continue to pursue, right? All right, I got to get the break in for the news. Tim is going to join us after the news. Tim Dunn, that is, not Tim Weisberg. And we're going to chat with you some more this afternoon. We're going to grab President Trump if we can do that at some point this afternoon. I'm not entirely sure what time he's going to. It may happen that he doesn't speak until after I get off the air. But if he does speak,